You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpent. Again, as a reminder, you will know that we have been reading 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. And the last time we looked at verse 8 that says, neither let us commit fornication. Now we are looking at verse 9. And I must remind you also that this scripture is written for our warning. We are being warned not to fall victim as the children of Israel. And some of the things they did, we are being told not to do them so that we do not suffer the same consequence. So in verse 9, it says, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpent. It means that there is a possibility for us to tempt the Lord. If you read Numbers 21, verse 4 to 5, it says, then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they beat the people, and many of the people of Israel died. God is warning us not to repeat the same thing, not to do the same mistake that the children of Israel made. They tempted God. When things became tough, when life became tough, even though they had seen the miracles of God, they had seen the power of God, but they got to a point there was no food, and they began to question God. Did you know that even till today, there are Christians, when they face challenges, they begin to tempt God. They begin to question God. How could I have served the Lord so much and I don't have a child? How could I have served the Lord so much and I don't have food? And I don't have a job? And then, why will it be me? They will be denying visa. Jesus, where are you? Jesus, where is your face? Are you real? Is this Christianity real? How could I have been sick for 5 years, and I've been praying to God, and my condition has not improved? Is there God? Did you know what you are doing? You are tempting the Lord. That was what the children of Israel did. When the situation got tough, when they faced difficulties, a lot of believers compromise when they face challenges. Jesus himself was tempted to tempt the Lord. What did he say? He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The devil said, oh, stand here and jump. God has said this about you. He said, why should I do that? Why should I tempt God? The fact that God has made provision for my safety does not mean that I should be careless. Carelessness is not spirituality. It is foolishness. Tempting the Lord, complaining when things are hard, asking, can God really do this? When you begin to question the efficacy of the power of God, the efficacy of the grace of God, you are tempting the Lord. Brethren, the Bible said, let us not tempt the Lord. This is the direct instruction from scriptures. Neither let us tempt Christ. It means we can tempt Christ. Brothers and sisters, please don't tempt Christ. Don't take Jesus for granted. The fact that he loved you, he saved you, he showed you mercy, please be grateful. Don't take it for granted. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. Sometimes we will go through difficulties. Paul said, I have learned how to abase and how to abound. And I'm telling you, you must learn how to abound. Sometimes I am broke financially, and I had to remind myself consistently that I must abound and I must abase. So it does not show. You will never be able to tell when I have money or not. Because by the grace of God, I have learned how to abound and how to abase, such that you will not see any difference. We must be careful when you have lack, when you have difficulties, when you have challenges. That does not mean God is not with you. Joseph never for once tempted God. He never for once said, God, if you were with me, why did you allow my brother to put me into the well? Why did you allow them to sell me into slavery? Did you know Joseph never said that? He never questioned God. He never said, Lord, where were you when I stood for righteousness? When everybody were stealing and corrupt, I said I will not do that. But look at me today. I don't have a house. I'm still paying rent at 65. And so what? Don't you have a permanent house in heaven? Aren't you going to abide with Jesus forever? Brethren, let us not tempt Christ. That is the instruction. Don't tempt Christ. I pray the Lord will keep you till the end. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.